good morning and welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I am your haphazard hostess, Dr. Kelly Royce, and I'm here trying to reawaken the grand jury and overcome communication issues and all kinds of fun stuff. So thank you. Thank you. I don't have the right date on my calendar here. That's kind of funny. It's gone back to Friday, but welcome to the show. And it's so important to support and reinforce and to encourage anybody who is qualified and interested in serving on and waking up our grand juries, especially here in California, and next door in Nevada would be a good thing too, since we need to love our neighbors and do to them as we would like to have done to or for us. And I really want to encourage you to get some info to your county grand jury, and I'd like to help support and get other folks on this Viking ship that maybe only have the opportunity to listen by a telephone or a speakerphone, and there's good news. They can call in and not only listen to the live stream, but to a rebroadcast of many of the wonderful hosts and hostesses on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that's area code 605-313-0163. And option one gives you the live stream, and you can hear other broadcasts as well throughout the dial pad menu there. And thank you for just go junior high school with it. You know, make a cassette tape that somebody can listen to, or make one of those little mini micro cassette recordings. And put your notes on there. Make a test for yourself. Write things in your own handwriting, if and when you can. And then I hope you don't have to type ever. But if you do, it's a lot easier to recognize your own handwriting and listen to your own voice and respond with your answers and test yourself continually. We're in this war. We're in a test, and we've got to help each other with our homework and point to the mentors and those that have been successful doing this the right way, doing this by the book. And thank you for those that have done it and those that will do this. It's quite inspiring to take the oath. It just happens to be Penal Code 911 here in California. Now, that can't be an accident. That's kind of like a big, big old warning flag. Maybe it's the checkered flag. Who knows? We are in this. We are in the starting gate. And it's time to put your game face on and to reach out to those students that are in colleges of the law or judicial colleges, or maybe they're going to dental school. Maybe they're going to be a chiropractor. Maybe they're going to be an optometrist. Maybe they're out to make things better and to teach people and help people and support them. And they deserve your help. They deserve your hand. They deserve your eyes and ears and whatever it is that they're asking for. Do it. Find out how to do it. And find out the best way to do it. You can put things on CD or DVD, and now they've got these little handheld recorders. Sometimes you can even listen to the radio on it in between taking your notes, and just get it out there and make it available for folks. Use your pen, use your pencil, use your crayons, get some butcher paper, or get some big fancy poster paper, and put your notes on there. And when you're doing your research, figure out where you are. Where is your place of power? None of us are powerless unless we choose not to take the action and not to speak the words and not to tell the story and not to swear that oath or affirm. I'm learning quite a bit by listening to the simple common law. Just like it says in the Bill of Rights. And so if people are telling you to go back to England, why? They need to wake up and smell the grand jury reawakening. And probably a great big bottle of coffee, cold brewed. get your neurons firing. So there are really good educational seminars, support systems, and organizations out there. The favorite is probably the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. That's FIJA.org. And do call them on their toll-free number and get a little information packet. I think they've got stickers and t-shirts and all kinds of posters and goodies to share with your friends and your family. And it is 1-800-TEL, just like telephone, T-E-L, jury, J-U-R-Y. And they're in Helena, Montana, and you can learn quite a bit, even about the grand jury, from them. And if you're in the Golden State, it's cgja.org. That's the training website, the best of grand jury reports, cgja.org. .org. And it's really an amazing thing to get up there and take this oath. Or if you're of the Quaker persuasion, you affirm rather than swearing an oath. And I totally support that. It's from the ancient ways and how this country was founded, and I really appreciate what the founding fathers and mothers and grandmothers went through to establish and ordain and give us a little written explanation of our freedoms and our blessings of liberty and how important they are. And go ahead and look it up, print it out, handwrite it if you'd like. Make yourself a flashcard. I can't tell you. If you're a visual learner, if you're an auditory learner, if you're a kinesthetic learner, those flashcards work for each type of learner. You can simply adapt it or accommodate to what you need. You learn better when you hear it, when you speak it, when you see it, or when you handwrite it on a great, giant, big piece of butcher paper. with all kinds of markers. Anything you can find. Crayons, too, if you're that artistic type and you do better with diagrams and pictures instead of graphs and charts, go for it. And review them on a regular basis so that it is fresh in your mind and in your speech. And when you take this oath and you teach and you support and you unearth for your people what they need to know, it's a beautiful thing. This following oath, Penal Code 911, shall be taken by each member of the grand jury. And I do solemnly swear, or affirm if you're a Quaker, that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of California and all laws made pursuant to and in conformity therewith, will diligently inquire into and true presentment make of all public offenses against the people of this state. Okay? Of all public offenses against the people of this state, committed or triable within this county, of which the grand jury shall have or can obtain legal evidence. Further, I will not disclose any evidence brought before the grand jury, nor anything which I or any other grand juror may say, unless it's at the barbecue, nor the manner in which I or any other grand juror may have voted on any matter before the grand jury. I will keep the charge that will be given to me by the court. And it's unfortunate, but I have observed public offenses, and I have reported them to various judges, various deputies, and those that are charged with keeping, with a K, keeping the peace, keeping your oath, not creeping the peace or breaching the peace or your oath. You have a super critical service that you perform for the people, of the people, your people too. There are so many good men and women. Reach out to them. Ask them to mentor you so that you can continue this and teach our younger generations. We're getting old quick, and we have to train them up in the way they should go, or they're going to completely fall on their faces and do face plant central, and that's not good. It's easier to stay well than get well. It's easier to stay in your liberties than it is to regain them, or worse, to have to contest them or to have to battle for them. And so the saga continues. I'm hoping that you are close to a law library or a clinic full of students, whether it be healthcare, any of the healthcare professions, any of the law professions. Thank you for visiting with us and listening and doing. Out of this break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Go!
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I am your host, and welcome to the second part of this first half hour here. I'm covering some of the exciting news that you can get on and serve your grand jury. And if you don't get on it and serve it, you're going to miss out on a whole nother year of government watchdog and investigation functions. Because anytime there is an act of law, is it really a law? Anytime there is a board or a bureau or a commission, it rhymes with suspicion, and it should raise yours. Who is their oversight? What is their function? Again, who is their oversight, and what is their function? Are the contracts being properly proposed, and are all the rules being followed? Are there rules? Are there rules and regulations? Are there policies? Do those policies fit with the Constitution and with all of the codes that they get to follow? You know, they could spend a lifetime just reading the United States codes and just the sections that have been enacted into laws. If you have time, great. If you have time to read it and teach it, that's even better. It's so important to know and to not be distracted or to have any interference from the facts and the truth. And it's time. It's that spring season. It's time to look into these things. So we've got 58 counties in California, and the best, most important people are the note takers, because that's where you get your interview, get your investigation, you get some good questions together, and then you can triangulate or quadrangulate your facts and put them out in a wonderful report that can take weeks to produce and edit. And everybody on the grand jury gets to take part in that. And so if you've been a elementary school teacher, especially, if you've been a creative writing professor, or just been a student of that, let's get the people on board here, and let's all row in unison, and let's row this boat. Let's put our shoulder to the oar and get this done right. There are some great reports, and if you have questions about probation, for example, or your probation department, the function of it, who is appointed, elected, what are their duties and responsibilities for we the people? We'll talk more about that on the other side, and thank you for supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sparrow,
Broadcasting. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I am your haphazard hostess. This is Kelly Royce, and I would like to encourage you to write to my post office box. It's 1624, and it's in Kings, K-I-N-G-S, Beach, B-E-A-C-H, California. That's P.O. Box 1624, 1624, Kings Beach, California, and my zip code is 96143. And I really want to just touch on a couple of these important points, and it's so neat to be able to connect the dots and then color in the picture for you. There is a great flyer from the Fully Informed Jury Association about the grand jury, and it says right here in the first paragraph, the U.S. Attorney's Manual states that prosecutors, this is in quotes, must recognize that the grand jury is an independent body whose functions include not only the investigation of crime and the initiation of criminal prosecution, and then this is bolded, but also the protection of the citizenry from unfounded criminal charges. And again, this is from the United States Attorney's Manual, Section 9-11.010. Interesting how all these 911s keep popping up. And it further states that the manual recognizes that targets of investigations have the right and can request or demand the opportunity to tell the grand jury their side of the story. And that's in the USAM, or U.S. Attorney's Manual, Section 9-11.152. And this is a super important function. When you have possibly a state attorney general who is not following the law, or who actually seeks to change both times and laws, this would be something that can be used by the citizens to investigate and possibly charge, with the indictment forwarding to, yes, it would be the national attorney general or the federal grand jury located in the state, because they're like the attorney general opinions are the lowest form of law, below statutory, below the state constitution, below the national constitution. And it's really embarrassing and shaming when you have people in usurpation of an office of the public trust that just either perpetuates or allows or ignores crime and criminals. when there's innocent bloodshed, it defiles the land. It curses the whole everything, the ocean, the soil, the lakes, the rivers. It isn't good. It isn't going to go good. So do the good thing. Do the right thing. Encourage and support those lawful. Hopefully you've got one or more good senators, good congressmen, maybe a good congresswoman, maybe someone that served in some forces. Maybe they were a peace officer. Maybe they were a military officer. That's who needs to know so that they can do the right thing. You need to speak up when there are foreign languages printed in the most important parts of, say, an election manual or a voter's guide. Because what's the official language of the grand jury? What is the official language of the federal circuit court system? It is not the King's English. It is good old-fashioned English language. And this little, what is this thing that came? Oh, I called about this, all right. So the Secretary of State and your local elections office needs to know. We have a special election coming up for a senator, and we have three Republican conservatives that actually put in their candidate statement in this, and they actually put it in English, not other foreign languages. But the accommodating information for those that need it, those that might be mobility impaired, might have other issues that challenge their voting. You know, they put the foreign language right in the middle of this thing before the accessibility section, before the important links and information. And they have languages that aren't even recognizable. There is the Korean. Me? I think they're cartoons. But the thing is, when you put language before accessibility, something is really wrong in your county. And this is a big county. This is nearly 300,000 people up here in Placer County. We're down here. And the former county only had 80,000. So every vote is critical, and every vote is important. And to be able to, you know, take your family or your friends out so that they can vote or support them in the process. No, don't just assume that they have transportation and all these other things that they might not have access to. A lot of the rural towns and little places up here do not have any kind of services. No public transportation of any kind. No, we don't have a high-speed train. Got a lot of freight trains, though, and the Amtrak on occasion. So when you see things that are just completely wrong, and you know that there are folks that are not being supported, call your local registrar, recorder's office, call your local elections office, and contact, if you have a disability rights group or advocates that actually serve the folks, and let them know. Say, hey, there is a couple of pages here, the centerfold, and there are dozens and dozens of different Spanish translations, Tagalog, and, of course, Korean. It's better to have them in a large print and make them available for other folks so that they can maybe play it on an audio disc or a tape, or, you know, let's just reach out and support the folks here. It's just ridiculous when it comes to education, when it comes to health care, when it comes to elections. Again, when I questioned the local office about this, I was informed that there was, in the 1960s, the Federal Voting Rights Act. And then in California, they have some part of the election code. And when you simply have 3% to 5% of your population that speaks a foreign language, whether it's Mandarin, Cantonese, I haven't seen too many Cantonese, but lots of other languages, 20 different languages, 40 different languages, at the DMV, if you can't read it and speak it, you better not be driving it. You better not be going 80 miles an hour down the highway, or even 55, because you'll probably have your chains on a dry road. Oh, terrible when that happens. So here we go. Here's our giving information. How do you report to the grand jury? I just happen to have the Los Angeles contact information here, and you mail it to them at 210 West Temple Street, 11th floor, and it's room 11-506, Los Angeles, California, 90012. I'll say it a second and a third time, because I want to encourage you folks to either inform them or get on there and learn how to do some of this work. This is the Los Angeles County Civil Grand Jury. This is at 210 West Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E Street, the 11th floor, room 11-506 in Los Angeles, California, 90012. And the long name, it's named after Clara Shortridge Foltz, F-O-L-T-Z, and that's in the Criminal Justice Center. Now, some of the good things that the grand jury in that capacity has jurisdiction over and purview of, they consider the evidence of misconduct against public officials within Los Angeles County. They will inquire into the condition and management of the jails within the county. They will investigate and report on the operations, the accounts, and the records of the officers, departments, or functions of the county, including those operations, accounts, and records of what are called the Special Legislative Districts. The SDA, California Special Districts Association. For more on that, and I'll see you on the other side of this break. For supporting the sponsors, and especially those that go after.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to the Grand Jury Reawakening and for actually doing the work. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and this is our last section here. And I just wanted to touch on one of the most important things that the Grand Jury does are the investigation of the books and records of any incorporated city or the Joint Powers Agency, also called JPAs, that are located within the county. And any other district that is in the county that's created pursuant to the state laws for which the officers of the county are serving in their ex officio capacity as officers of the districts, special districts such as schools, cemeteries, there are a bunch of different special districts. Sometimes they cover different states and different counties, And it's really important to get in there early, to get your application in, and to serve your people, and to uncover these things, and to learn how to investigate. There's a big national website called OpenTheBooks.com, and I encourage you to look into the grand jury indictments. I'm still waiting for my copy on the Richardson, Texas, and the ICLEI UN Agenda 21, all kinds of racketeer influence, corrupt, big bad goings on there. And the good news is justice is being served, fresh, hot justice, but it takes lots and lots and lots of work, of reading, of gathering the facts and the documents and the information, and then finding those peace officers, those rangers. You know, we had California Rangers back in the day, and we desperately need them again. And we should model ourselves the way that Texas has done it. And the fourth hidden branch, the corrupt government's worst nightmare, that is the grand jury. And this is the grand jury reawakening. And the only way that it's going to happen is if you do it and I did it. Teach the youngsters how to do it. Thank you again. I will see you next Saturday. And supporting your good folks, and get out to your law library and tell me what you learned, and thank you much.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.